Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome back, folks. And we've got a couple folks holding. Let's see me get it lined up here. We've got Alan in South Carolina. We've got Wes in Idaho. Yeah, I think that's we've got those. Oh, we've got Donna in California and Laura in Michigan. Boy, we got a lot of people here. So I have to get to you quickly. But if I can just throw a little audio in here, with my apologies, callers. This is Donald Trump talking to the CIA in Langley, Virginia. And, you know, listen to it. Just right out of the gate, listen to the enthusiasm of these CIA personnel for their new president. And then contrast that with what you read and saw on TV in the controlled press, and also the comments of this clown, John Brennan, who is appointed by Obama as the CIA director, who was nasty. Born in 1955, he's 61 years old. John Brennan, what a turkey. Now, but let's go to the truth that the media didn't give you. The media did not play Trump's speech to the CIA in their news broadcast. Well, let's listen to it. Let's hear what actually happened. And the point I was making, I'll connect this with George Orwell. That's the function of this show and of our alternative media, is exactly what Orwell was trying to do with his book 1984. If the enemy controls the channels of information, they are able to control our minds. If they control the flow of information to our minds. So we have to break that. And George Orwell was not optimistic when he wrote 1984 and published it in 1948, the year I was born. He was not optimistic that we were going to succeed at this. It looked pretty bad to him. And, of course, it still looks pretty bad. Orwell died very young. And he's a cousin of mine, by the way. I'll look it up. I forget which cousin he is, but he's a cousin of mine. His name is Eric Arthur Blair. But let's go to Donald Trump talking to the CIA, and just listen to this enthusiasm. Let me find – here it is right here. This was his first stop, by the way, talking to a government agency after he was elected, after he was sworn in.
I want to thank everybody, very, very special people. And it is true. This is my first stop, officially. We're not talking about the balls, and we're not talking about even the speeches, although they did treat me nicely on that speech yesterday. I always call them the dishonest media, but they treated me nicely. But I want to say that there is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump. There is nobody. And the wall behind me is very, very special. We've been touring for quite a while. And I'll tell you what, 29? I can't believe it. Oh, 28. We've got to reduce it. That's amazing. And we really appreciate what you've done in terms of showing us something very special. And your whole group, these are really special, amazing people. Very, very few people could do the job you people do. And I want to just let you know, I am so behind you. And I know maybe sometimes you haven't gotten the backing that you've wanted. And you're going to get so much backing. Maybe you're going to say, please don't give us so much backing. Mr. President, please, we don't need that much backing. But you're going to have that, and I think everybody in this room knows it. You know, the military and the law enforcement, generally speaking, but all of it, but the military gave us tremendous percentages of votes. We were unbelievably successful in the election with getting the vote of the military. And probably almost everybody in this room voted for me, but I will not ask you to raise your hands if you did. But I would guarantee them.
Oh, this guy is so great, folks. Now, he has that audience wrapped around his little finger. I don't know if you can hear it. This is, they're laughing. You can hear the tension releasing, George.
Yes, I can hear the tension releasing, James. Civil servants, by and large, military people, they are. They're dedicated. They want to do the right thing. I was there. I mean, it was humiliating to have to work for Obama and work for George W. and to work for Bill Clinton and to work for Jimmy Carter. So a lot of these people have been there long enough that they did all that. All their lives have been waiting, and now they finally have a decent man who's the president.
Yeah, and behind, you know, I'm looking at the video here, folks. You're only hearing the audio of it, which is most of it. But the video that you're missing is Donald Trump standing in front of a marble wall, and on it, covered with stars, each of them representing someone who lost his life. And it says in the above those stars, it says, "In honor of these members of the Central Intelligence Agency who gave their lives in the service of their country." And they aren't named. They're unnamed, as their role in the CIA probably requires in most cases. But really, really, Donald Trump speaking to the CIA, I'm sure everybody in that Langley building that could crowd into the room was there. And really, you just can hear it. You know, when he says, "You're going to get so much support from me," you're going to say, "Please, Mr. President, not so much support." And there, the laughter is sincere. It's from everybody. There's no nervousness in that crowd. It's wonderful. And this guy, John Brennan, what a turkey. These people are so glad this guy's gone. Appointed, I think, in 2013 by Obama to be the director. Well, let's go back to the calls now. I just wanted to give you that little bit there of Donald Trump at the CIA. And let's go. Engineer, who's my next caller? Oh, okay. Pick one. Yeah, we've had William. Let's go to Donna in California.
I just wanted to say that I think that Donald Trump's speech was the most wonderful, moving speech I've ever heard in my life from a president.
Oh, I like that. I love
and
that, Donna.
And I didn't cry. I jumped up and clapped, and I did a dance around my living room. I was so excited and happy. He spoke to my heart, and he spoke to the American people's heart. And those feminist Nazis, pro-abortionists, they don't realize that they're just useful idiots for the Zionist communist cause.
I like what William said, is that Madonna made a monkey of herself. Also, another person that was surprisingly, shockingly vulgar and lewd was Ashley Judd. And this is disappointing because she's the mother and sister of Winona and Naomi Judd, who are, you know, very good country singers. But Ashley Judd, apparently something happened to Ashley Judd, and she was very crude. And William made a good point, which is that these people are discrediting. They're actually doing us a service with these kinds of displays and showing that the class act are people, patriots like yourself, and they're really shaming themselves.
Yes, they are. And we must pray for Donald Trump because he does have powerful enemies in the media, in the establishment. And so we must get behind him and keep him in our prayers. Because I don't think they're through with him yet. I think they're still going to hound him. and find something they can.
Yeah. I think it was in the Peggy Noonan column that we started the show out with. Peggy Noonan made the point, and someone else made the point too, some other very astute observer, that it's really now it just begins. I was just looking through her language on this, but in other words, what began the moment after he was sworn in is an 8-year civil war. I like what Peggy Noonan said, that the man is alone. Obama came in with this huge grinding behemoth of a Democratic machine behind him, all these institutions and newspapers fawning over him. Donald Trump is by himself. You know?
Hey, James, I part company a little bit with Miss Noonan there.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, Donald Trump does have powerful enemies. But people who voted for him, us on the other side, we've been standing here getting humiliated and having poo shoved in our face for 55 years.
Yeah.
I think there's some very powerful forces on our side and on Donald Trump's side.
Yeah.
Now, what's needed now is for our sides to pony up and to do it right. You and I know, and we pull our hair out about people in our own movement. Maybe I better not go there, but there's plenty of power on our side. All we got to do is do it and do it right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, and we did. And we need to start draining the swamp with the fake news. That's where the real swamp begins, because they are there to be the watchdogs for political corruption for the American people, and they aren't. They cover up the political corruption. And so I say, let's drain the swamp of them, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Donna, the three of us here just illustrated something. George's thought is more perceptive than mine about how alone Donald Trump is. George, you hit it right there. And that's one of the things I love about this show. You know, with Paul Fromm and George and myself and then you wonderful callers, we get it right. And, you put all that brain power together and you really get perceptive observations coming out of this show. Well, Donna, I'm with you. I'm going to play just a couple seconds of that inaugural speech that you, you were jumping up and down and cheering.
Okay. I was doing a jig all around the living room and clapping. I was so excited to hear him talk.
Well, hang on out there in California. I grew up in California. I grew up in Pacific Palisades. I don't know if you know where that is.
On the beach there.
And I used to live in Malibu as a child. And I'm a long ways away here in North Dakota, but boy, I really, those of you patriots out in California, man, you have a tough fight. So my heart is with you.
Yes. But I'm in Northern California. That's a little more conservative.
Yes. And to give you my Northern California credentials, I used to live in Fort Bragg, Mendocino County. I know you know where that is.
Yeah, on the coast.
Yep.
California needs to be chopped in half, James.
Yeah. We're going to save you.
Southern California can go off and join Mexico, and the rest of us can be part of the United States.
Yeah. Donna, how exactly we're going to do it? We're going to save California, the patriots in California. We're going to save you. How exactly is going to take more genius than I have between my ears, but we're going to find a way to rescue all these many millions of folks. There are more patriots in California. It's a funny thing. You know, people make fun of California for all that's bad and all that's gone wrong there. As every fundraiser for patriot causes know, you know what the number one source of patriot fundraising is, folks? It's always, and by a long margin, California. So California, for all its troubles, also has the most patriots. And so many good things in California. So don't write California off, folks.
We have Southern California, which is filled with a lot of illegals, and that's where the problem is. So it's not really all of California, and the largest majority are in Los Angeles and San Francisco. And, of course, that's what makes California look bad. Everybody thinks that's what California is. And the outskirts of California is very conservative. Oh. I was I wouldn't even put a Donald Trump. I wanted to so bad. I wanted to put a Donald Trump on my car, but they were going around and sabotaging and destroying people's cars. And so I couldn't take that chance. But I took a drive down to Fresno to visit a friend, and I saw all along the roadside farmers for Donald Trump. And I realized then that there's pockets and areas that, you know, weren't afraid to put out their signs. But
millions of great patriots in California. And the California just illustrates the problem. This show, you know, for the next 8 years, we will try to, you know, you tap your brains out there, folks. We have to find a way from here to there. We've got to find a way to rescue our nation. And Peggy Noonan makes the point in her column. She said, we're two nations, possibly more. She said, James. We are two
good
nations.
America and bad America.
Right. So, folks, we've got to find a solution to this. There is a part of America. You saw it at that march in Washington on Saturday with Madonna and Ashley Judd and Michael Moore. Those people really aren't part of your country. They're part of some other country that exists in their fevered brains. And can those two different peoples live together? Are we going? Yeah, I mean, we may have to separate, folks, and that is going to be the biggest. You know, they talk about, Ben Carson talks about that, separating Siamese twins. That's the most difficult operation you can imagine. Well, how are we going to perform the surgery of separating us patriots and our nation from all of these crazy people who, you know, don't agree with us at all? Like, are we going to persuade them to our view? Not very likely. So we're going to have to, you know, I don't have the answer. But it's shows like this, and it's our getting together, Donna, you know, pooling our brains and our hearts and our resources, that we're going to come up with a way out of this. And the biggest breakthrough we've had so far, of course, is Donald Trump. Thank you, Donna.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Let's go to another caller here in the great state of Michigan. Laura, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I wanted to say I loved his speech, and I'll tell you why. Because he said, we are the rulers of our country. In other words, he meant we are the sovereign citizens. We've always known we were the sovereign citizens. But so now he's got to go to the FBI and tell them to get us off the sovereign citizens, off the enemies of the state list. As you know, they sent out memos to all the sheriff's departments to be careful of sovereign citizens. That's what Donald Trump was. Now even the president has said it. We are the sovereigns of this country.
Well said. Yeah, very good. Go ahead.
Also, I was going to mention Ashley Judd. She's been on the board of NARAL. That is the most militant abortion group. They never saw a baby that wanted to be born alive, you know? So she's been bad for a long time.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. I didn't realize that about Ashley Judd. She's the younger sister of mom and sister Winona and Naomi. Well, and of course, also, you know, and folks, you know, both of our genders, all we men and you ladies out there, we have all produced heroes and villains, you know. So we've got some real turkeys. We men, we gave you Michael Moore. You ladies, you gave us Madonna.
James, don't you realize there are five genders? You left out the other three, you racist homophobe.
Yeah. Well.
I was going to mention the most outrageous thing I heard this weekend was Chris Matthews was talking to Ron Reagan Jr., you know, Twinkle Toes. You know, Twinkle Toes said, you know, we've gone from a president who taught constitutional law at Harvard to a man who's never read the Constitution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. what a dope that he is. Well, thank you so much, Laura. We'll take a break here, folks. We'll be back with more calls and more Donald Trump. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thanks for tuning in to the American Freedom Party Report here on Sunday, January 22nd, 2017. We were just talking with Laura in Michigan. Thank you so much, Laura, for your, you know, you have these great thoughts. Thank you for calling. Let us go to a little more audio here. I And let me throw another log on the fire, some more really interesting, great news that occurred yesterday. We had a board meeting of the American Freedom Party, Saturday board of directors meeting, and it right in the middle of our meeting, Dr. Tom Sunek, one of the directors of the American Freedom Party, was talking about a Patriot meeting occurring at that moment in Koblenz, Germany. And so I fired up my computer as Tom was talking, and lo and behold, there's Marine Le Pen talking. So I just turned up the audio on Marine Le Pen and piped that right into our board of directors conference call. So we were listening to Frauke Petry, the head of the Alternative for Deutschland, and to Marine Le Pen, the head of the Front National in France, and to Geert Wilders, the head of the Patriot Party in the Netherlands, and also Mario Salvini, the head of the Lega Nord in Italy. So let me play a little of that audio, because what this was, here, I'll play the audio and you can hear a little bit of it, and then we'll talk about it. This is real good stuff that happened yesterday, completely related to Donald Trump. And Dr. Sunek was talking about this in the board meeting. Europe is on fire. The Patriot world in Europe right now is on fire because of the Trump revolution. He is really, he's like an icebreaker that's made it possible for the right-wing parties in Europe to move forward as they never have previously. Here's this audio. This is from, I think this is from The Guardian. But this is reporting in Europe.
These protesters had for the party's meeting in Koblenz. 800 representatives from populist movements came together to set out their vision for Europe. Taking center stage, the figureheads of nationalism in France and the Netherlands, Marine Le Pen and Geert Wilders. They're feeling buoyant. Donald Trump is now US president and the UK is planning its exit from Europe.
Guess them! I know it's
America. Yesterday, a new America. Today, Koblenz. Tomorrow, a new Europe. Last year saw the awakening of the Anglo-Saxon world, and 2017, I'm sure, will be the year of the awakening of the people of continental Europe.
Now, let me pause that. The man that you heard was Geert Wilders, and the from the Netherlands, and then the woman that you heard was Marine Le Pen, the head of the Front National. George, resounding words there from Marine Le Pen.
I'm enjoying it. Europe is on fire. Peggy Noonan, I love your writings. I thought it's a little more pessimistic than is true. Europe is on fire. Boy, Germany, when are you going to finally do it? Make Merkel go away.
Well, let me go back to the audio. I'm looking at the crowd now in Koblenz. There are about 800 people in this meeting. I'm looking at the main hall here, which I see 300 or 400 right in front of me. They are all fired up. Let's see. We might get to hear Frauke Petry, who is the woman ahead of the Alternative for Deutschland, AfD. Let's just see what we get here in just another 30 seconds or so of this report on European news.
Like Marine Le Pen, German right-wingers are feeling confident. For them, 2017 is a crucial year. The anti-immigration alternative for Germany is hoping to do well in September's general election. We must have the courage to reimagine Europe and Europe's future. Our freedom, our history, and the future of our children are at stake if we do not breathe fresh life into them now. A show of unity, but also a defiant message for their opponents. Several media organizations, including German public broadcaster ARD, were banned from the event. The populists are emboldened. Their next real test will be the French presidential elections in the spring.
Nice. So, and Dr. Sunek in the board meeting yesterday of the American Freedom Party, I offered the thought that, you know, Donald Trump has set their hair on fire in Europe, and Tom agreed. We've got a break coming up. We'll take some more calls right after. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries.
We're back, folks. I went to life. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. This is live. The sponsor of this show is the American Freedom Party. I mentioned them just a moment ago and was talking about the board of directors meeting we held yesterday. Boy, you can help us out. Visit our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. I think you're going to like that website. We have a really great webmaster who I think might be listening right now. And see what you think about the things that we're doing in the American Freedom Party. We're trying to help this Donald Trump revolution. And one of the helps that we have offered is this show, which we're heading now into our second year. Prior to that, we had 3 years of the American Freedom Party Report itself, this particular show. But we've expanded. We are on 6 days a week here at RBN. and Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and then this three-hour show on Sundays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. But consider joining our happy little American Freedom Party, which was passed in the fast lane by the Donald Trump phenomenon. Boy, and so happily so. You know, boy, the climb, the steep hill that we faced as a little political party, if we're going to do all this heavy lifting, pretty daunting. It's wonderful to have Donald Trump just sweep tens of millions of people who have been looking for a patriotic answer, sweep them up. Peggy Noonan said it. She said she talked about people who no longer consider themselves members of the Republican Party. They're member of something what they don't know yet.
It
doesn't even have a name. Well, folks, you're part of that nameless thing right now, right here. This is that nameless thing. We're American politics are being completely reshaped, and little third parties like the American Freedom Party, we have our role to play. Doing things like this show, the other heroes will appear, and we talked about James O'Keefe, who created his little group called Project Veritas. Just one guy. This came out of the brain of one person, 33-year-old, who created something. He decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get cameras into these left wing, these disgusting groups. I'm going to sneak a camera into their inner workings, and then put that up on YouTube. And oh my gosh, he took down Acorn. He just destroyed Acorn. One guy. It's an example of what little groups.
James, this O'Keefe guy, he did, it's truly remarkable. The other side, they put real people to infiltrate our groups. They've been really successful with it for 60 years. We've seen groups we belong to go down with the ship. As some maggot who we all thought was one of us, we find out 6 months later he's ratting us out. Much more difficult to put an individual into the left wing. But O'Keefe has solved the problems. We don't have to put a person in there. All we need is a camera or even a microphone. And he saved the inauguration. An inauguration, attention, left wing media. There were hundreds of thousands of people in Washington watching the inauguration. Look at the TV set. You're the liars, not the Washington, not us.
Yeah, exactly. And, if you heard it on earlier shows, we summarized it. But O'Keefe got these people on video saying that they wanted to, they were going to violently disrupt the inauguration. And he may have completely averted that by getting those videos to the FBI and onto the web, and really put fear into those leftos who are used to getting away with things. So anyway, but we're the sponsor, the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this show. And the
join us. Sir, we need to be 25 times bigger than we are. And
you can.
Who can make it happen?
It's $25 to be a member of the American Freedom Party. Just do that as one of the things that you do. Easy to do. And you'll just go on the website there. You can find ways to do it. Another thing you can do to help out, support this show. And I'll tell you how to do that very quickly. Just mail any kind of support you can give, funds, money, checks, whatever, and send it to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And thank you very much for the folks that are helping out. One of our callers just a little bit ago is one of those people. She knows who she is. I'm going to give you some more good news. I like the way Donald Trump says it. You're gonna say, stop it. We too much good news. Well, here's some more good news. Nigel Farage, one of the patriots in Britain, who's part of this revolution of white folks taking their countries back, he has just become, this is amazing, he's become a commentator on Fox News. He's appeared at Donald Trump events. Donald Trump has said he would be a great ambassador for the UK to the United States. So he's asking, Donald Trump is saying, Theresa May, Prime Minister of England, Appoint Nigel Farage as your ambassador. I would really like it if you did that. So,
good.
Yeah. And here's Nigel Farage. Let's listen to him for just a second. He was on with Lou Dobbs. Let me see if I've got it here. Okay, I've got to have it here somewhere close at hand. There's Donald Trump. There's Marine Le Pen. Oh, where's my Nigel Farage? I had it. I was just...
While you're hunting for it, we can say out with Megyn Kelly, in with Nigel Farage. You did the right thing, Fox News. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, I'll find it for you. But Nigel Farage was on TV yesterday with Lou Dobbs. And I'll check that. It may not have been Lou Dobbs. But I'll get that for you. Let's go to a caller here. And let me pick somebody. Engineer, you can help me if you know who I should be talking to. But let's go to Tom. Okay, but before Alan, let's go to Tom in Florida.
I make Tom! It's Tom, Mike for Tom. Do something with your audio, pal.
Yeah. I'm just saying that was one of the greatest days of my life. Friday, Noah's you too, James, and everybody at RBN. Talking about another guy that got rid of, that George Will. James?
Oh, yeah. George Will was not renewed by Fox.
Got rid of that stupid, imbecile George Will.
Yeah.
That's George F. Will to you.
Yeah, George F. Will, right, exactly. And, James, I want to also mention about, you're talking about Madonna, Guccini, whatever her name is. Sean Penn and Richie also said she was good at blowing up stuff. She was good at blowing. Guy Ritchie and Sean Penn and all, and the black guy she had
easy,
with the baby.
Easy, Tom. Family show,
okay,
family show.
I'm just saying blowing up stuff, that's all.
I know, but she did. She actually said, now imagine if somebody on the right said this to a crowd of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands.
With Obama.
I dream of blowing up the White House. Now, you're going straight to jail. They're going to cuff you right there on the platform, and you're going straight to jail. It's going to be interesting to see what is done with Madonna. And the but go ahead, Tom. Continue. And remember, it's a family show.
No, James, you're correct. The Secret Service would come arrest anybody on the right that would say something like that. It'd be off the chain. But I do want to talk about what the Zionists are trying to do to this country, the media. It's absolutely deplorable. They're 2% of the population, and it seems like they control 95% of the media. It's absolutely got to stop, and I think it is going to stop with Donald Trump. You know, we are going to take this. The speech was fantastic at their inaugural. It was a great speech. And Donald Trump, he laid it out on the line. And you know what? Like you say, all these European countries are finally waking up. The sleeping giant has awoke all over the world. Not just in the United States, but all over the world. The sleeping giant has awoke. And I'm telling you, it's nothing but great things. But what I don't understand is Kirchner, his son-in-law, is a Jew. And these Jews are still attacking him like it's unrelenting against Donald Trump. This is insanity what these people are doing, James. But, you know, you got so many left-wing Lincoln kitties out there like Madonna and Cher and all these. Look at Sonny Bono. He died in a skiing accident, I suppose. I don't know what happened with that situation. But these leftist Democrats, I mean, you know, James, they are anarchists. They're anarchy. This is nothing but anarchy that these Democrats are doing. Okay? That's all I got to say. And, you know, James, months ago, I told you that Donald Trump was going to win the election, and he did. You were right there. Your show is all – I think you guys are the ones to help get put over to the top. That's how I feel. But,
all the little efforts of, you know, all the different people, it did come down. And Tom, thank you very much. Let me just comment on something you said there. The Donald Trump did not win by a big margin, folks. And it did come down to a very narrow edge in places like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's less than 100,000 votes, way less than 100,000 votes. And this is scary. This is not, it would be so nice if Donald Trump had won in a landslide. He didn't. And so we've got.
Well, James, like I said, I give credit to RBN. I really think the next 4 years, if Trump does half of what he says he's doing, he's going to win in a massive landslide. Because a lot of Afro-Americans are going to be coming around to Trump. Because, it's been nothing but
disaster. It was a landslide, James. Electorally, it was. Don't you think, Tom?
Well,
yes, sir. It was. Yes, it was.
Well, the reason I want to talk about sort of the Donald Trump, one of the truest things he said. And Tom, thank you very much. We're going to have to go to some other calls. One of the truest things he said.
God bless you. Have a great year coming up. It's going to be a great year.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Donald Trump said repeatedly, and his closest people around him said, this is the last chance. Can you remember? Just go back a few months, folks, when this was all up for grabs. And he said, this is the last chance, this election. If we blow this one, if we lose this one, if Hillary wins, we may not get another bite at the apple. And I think he was right.
He was right.
Now this is still true. And this is why, you know, we need to worry about Donald Trump's health. We need to make sure he gets enough sleep, that he doesn't have to do this all on his own shoulders, that he stays healthy and vigorous for 8 years. And that we build, you know, we need to get crowds in Washington like that crowd that George Soros organized. Well, we got to out-organize George Soros because he's not giving up. He's not going to stop. So we need to answer.
We got to do what he did, only we're not going to spend an afternoon there. We're going to stay there for a week and a half.
Yeah. And show America what America's real women are like, the kind that call into this show. And you know, that'll be let's get Peggy Noonan up there on the platform and hear from her. So let's go. Let's see if we can take a couple more calls here. I've got an assortment of calls. Let me go to Alan in South Carolina. Alan, sir, you're on the air.
Well, James, I've got almost a whole book here by listening for a while. But starting with Europe, in stark contrast to what you told us a minute ago, the fake news media propaganda is trying to superimpose this international women's movement as a smokescreen over the actual facts. And too, James, I wonder if you saw by any chance Meet the Press or NBC News this morning.
No.
But in that context, they and Chuck Todd were doing the 1984 job on us you just spoke of. Kellyanne did a good job, but Tom Barrack really got their lunch. It was just great, showing that our people are not running away anymore. And yeah, I agree with Mitzi, who just called a minute ago about not sitting back, and I think what you just said enlightened or expands on that notion. But and I think we shouldn't sit back because our enemies here and now today are the same body, mind, and soul as the nihilist, Fabians, and socialists who were setting fires, breaking windows, and fighting the police in the streets of Russia in 1917, as well as claiming falsely to be, quote, the majority, or yes, Bolshevik, as it was called.
Right.
And so,
exactly,
I have a couple of questions. This in context of what you just said about being in Washington, as well as some of the counter-demonstrations that Matt Hombach has organized, what do you think we should do? How should we respond? And two, what can you tell me about Tom Barrack?
I can't tell you anything about Tom Barrack. The best thing that we're doing in responding, well, the best thing that's happened to us, I mean, I mentioned this in the board meeting yesterday for the American Freedom Party. Donald Trump is the story. He will be the story for the next 8 years. And what he's done, the scale of what he's done, this is something I'm trying to communicate to our little movement. There's nothing wrong with admitting that we're little. The biggest meeting that the pro-white right has organized in the last 20 years was one I organized in 2005. I had 425 attendees in New Orleans. I was the organizer of I was the sole organizer, but that's the biggest one we've organized, 425. That's tiny. You know, most of our meetings, I'm going to try to be at the American Renaissance meeting in August, west of Nashville. There will probably be about 300 people there. But maybe between now and then, the events will force Jared Taylor. Maybe he'll need a hall that can hold 800 people. But we've never broken out like that. We're very, very small. So the point I'm trying to make, Alan, is this. Donald Trump has succeeded on a scale that is orders of magnitude beyond anything we've done in the 50 years of our pro-white movement. Here's what I offer as my thought from the peanut gallery. Let's look at what he did that worked and contrast it with some of the things we may have done that didn't work. And also, let's be honest in realizing we didn't create the Trump revolution. This did not come out of our work. We are the beneficiaries of it. And so I would like to be like James O'Keefe. In our small way, I would like to answer your question, what can we do? Let's do things like, in my case, I'm doing this radio show. Let's help the Trump revolution. And I'll continue that thought right after this break.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. This battle line's being drawn.
And the
nobody's right.
I'm going to go to a little audio here. So many things. We talked about this. There's so many things happening in this Trump revolution that we're not going to be able to. We're going to have to run just to barely keep up. The great news from Europe at the meeting in Koblenz. I'll see if I can get you more of that. And I told you that Nigel Farage, who led the drive to get a British exit from the European Union, Brexit, Nigel Farage, the leader of the United Kingdom Independent Party, who is now, he is an MEP still, a member of the European Parliament, but he now has been added to his portfolio. He is a commentator on Fox. Let's listen to him for just a moment here. Let me find him. I had him just a second ago. Here he is, Nigel Farage.
No, I think it was a shock to all those people sitting up on the podium. You know, the established order of this
country.
They
were getting a little uncomfortable.
No, they were horrified. They were horrified. He was absolutely clear that he was going to be consistent, that one of the problems with politics is people vote for a series of promises that don't get delivered. And what Donald J. Trump was saying yesterday was, I will deliver. You voted for me, and I'm going to do it.
You know, Reuters quickly coined the speech, a naked contempt for world order. And then even in praise of the speech, because there was some of that, the Wall Street Journal added, referring to the president, he will also need the help of many of the people behind him on that Capitol stage. Let us hope that the 45th president has the will to realize it.
Well, he's got to bring...
In other words, the same people he was ripping, he's got to depend on.
No, what he's got to do is he's got to bring the House with him, hasn't he? Now, he's got a majority in both houses. Clearly, party unity is going to be very important. But I think in terms of everybody else, if everybody else hates what he does, so what?
So I mean, in this country, you can go over the heads of these guys, right? I mean, you can tweet about them. You went over the heads of people and just told the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, frankly... The liberal establishment mainstream media are not as powerful as they used to be. Hooray.
Now, that establishment, not huge fans of this president, seem to think that he's going to have a tough time veering, as the president, the last president, Barack Obama, said, from campaigning to governing, and that he's not ready for that. But I see in him a deal maker, a very pragmatic businessman who's just wants to get stuff out of the nation's inbox. So if people are looking to him be a rigid, passionate, either conservative or he has very different methods about getting stuff through.
What, the left-right argument's out of the window.
Absolutely.
Completely gone. Forget it. You know, I couldn't discern on that speech at times. Bits of it sounded like Bernie Sanders.
Very important thing just said by Nigel Farage. We'll come back to that. He's being interviewed by Neil Cavuto right after this break, folks.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN.